Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, a very moist air mass is left after the on-and-off showers that we had over the weekend. A considerable range in rainfall amounts from less than a quarter of an inch, in many cases less than a tenth of an inch south of Interstate 10, to as much as a half inch to an inch near the Florida-Georgia border in kind of two shots of rain over the weekend, one Saturday morning and then another one late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Temperatures at least were above average, but not, of course, not a whole lot of sunshine. And we're starting out dreary yet again this morning, but skies will clear. We'll get into sunshine this afternoon, and it'll be the start of a major warming trend that will then last the rest of the week. We've had a big change in the upper-level atmosphere. Remember last week, of course, we had the big dip in the jet stream right out of Canada, a cross-polar flow, as we like to call it, and that means some very cold air that moved into the northern U.S., and while it didn't dive due south all the way into Jacksonville in northeastern Florida, we, of course, had a freeze and a couple of chilly days there. Well, now that big trough of low pressure, that dip in the jet stream, is over the western U.S. for much of this week. And when that happens, the eastern U.S. warms up. And that will be the case for us here locally with way above average temperatures. Ought to be in the mid to upper 60s this week. We'll be at least in the mid to upper 70s by the middle and end of the week. And it's quite possible that some inland spots will touch 80 degrees by late week. And I don't see any significant rain. We have the mist this morning. That won't be measurable, but a little bit damp in spots. And then a late day shower on Friday as the next cold front moves in. But that's a weak system when it comes to rainfall. So not looking at much rain. And it will certainly turn cooler then by the upcoming weekend. Doesn't look to be exceptionally cold, but a pretty decent wind off the cool Atlantic will ensure a temperature change as we head into Saturday and Sunday. So your first alert on some cooler temperatures as we head into the upcoming weekend. So to repeat once again in summary, clouds, fog, and some drizzle and mist to start today will give way to plenty of sun as we get into the afternoon and the start of a warming trend that will last all week long. We'll reach the upper 60s to around 70 today, the low 70s tomorrow, and look out again for some early morning fog, mid-70s by Wednesday, and upper 70s to around 80 degrees for Thursday and Friday. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Have a great week from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center. For News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.